Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yes, it's January 29th, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, I was going to cover this in yesterday's show, but I wanted to make sure we got the numbers correct. So we're going to cover it today. Apple, the company, posted $18 billion, as in a big old B, in profit. And by the way, there's $74 billion in revenue. That is the largest quarterly profit ever in the entire world, in the entire history of a company. The previous record was by some Russian company with $16 billion. I think they did natural gas or something. Imagine that. Apple now is worth more than gas. Apple sold 74.5 million iPhones last quarter and 5.5 million Macs, along with 21.4 million iPads. And while we're staying on the news of Apple, have you gone to your software update on your iOS device? Well, you might want to do that because iOS 8.1.3 is out. Yes, the new software for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch addresses some issues, such as reduces the amount of storage space required to perform a software update. Good for those 8GB people out there. Fixes an issue that prevents some users from entering their Apple ID password for messages and FaceTime. I've had that problem. Addresses an issue that caused Spotlight to stop displaying app results. It fixes an issue that prevented multitasking gestures from working on the iPad. Good. And there's some other bug fixes and stability fixes and performance improvements. The update is available over the air, or you can plug that sucker right into your iTunes to get the full experience of 8.1.3. Woohoo! Amazon Fire Phone. Okay, let's all laugh. Let's get it out. Let's just get it out. Okay. Got it? Are we good? Okay. Yeah, it's been a huge poop. Flop. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It's been a flop. There's been a lot of fire sales, shall we say, in the US, but now there's a sale going on in the UK. A 75% off sale, in fact. You can get a 32GB model of the Fire Phone right now off contract for £99. That's down from £400. And if you need a little bit more space, you can get the 64GB version for £149. Now, we all know the price cut ain't going to solve the issues, primarily with the underwhelming Fire OS software. But if you're looking for a cheap smartphone right now, or a secondary smartphone, I guess you can't really go wrong with this. I do think, however, though, this is Amazon surrendering. It was just a matter of time, but it has finally happened. YouTube has finally said, screw you, Adobe, and your Flash. It's HTML5 video from here on out. The site will now use HTML5 video as a standard in Chrome, Internet Explorer 11, and Safari 8. It's currently in beta versions on Firefox. We all know YouTube has spent years of experimenting with HTML5. John Hardening, a YouTube engineer over there, said that although HTML5 let YouTube bring videos to such things as the iPhone, which were non-Flash supported devices, it did not significantly meet the site's needs at the time. But 5 years later, because of advances in HTML5, YouTube can now use it as the default player in most modern browsers. I guess you kind of got to say Steve Jobs was right. He told Adobe to screw Flash, and it looks like Flash is screwed. Everything's becoming about NFC payments and Apple Pay and all this stuff, right? Well, what about Swipe? Swipe is like this little credit card-looking thing that wants to replace all your credit cards. You just put all that information in one little thing. It's a metallic device with a screen that transforms into the card you want it to be. All you gotta do is use the little scroll buttons on there. It comes up on the little screen there if it's Visa, MasterCard, or even Best Buy card, or this kind of stuff. Each card details are stored in the accompanying app that you need on your smartphone, of course, which you can also use to snap pictures of paper receipts. The device itself can actually store up to 25 cards and is actually much cheaper than rivals coin and plastic. It's only $49. But that's for pre-order only. If you want to get your hands on one after the pre-order's over, it's going to cost you $99. But hey, it's still a little cheaper. Swipe will be launching this fall. And finally, Bitcoin. I'm sure most of you and I probably know what Bitcoin is. There may be a few out there go, Bitcoin, what that? Most of you are probably Americans then. More than half of Americans have no idea what Bitcoin, what is that thing, Bitcoin? A survey from Bitcoin organization Coin Center, yeah, I guess there's such a thing, using Google Consumer Survey showed that 65% of respondents called themselves not familiar at all with Bitcoin. CoinSitter actually said that such a profound lack of familiarity with Bitcoin is particularly alarming. Respondents were divided about whether the government should ban Bitcoin or leave it alone. 12.9% were down with banning something that probably at least some of them had never heard of, while 16.1% hoped that the government would not interfere. As we all know, the first licensed U.S. Bitcoin exchange did open this week, but the people using it are still very early adapters, shall we say. I don't know what's going to happen with Bitcoin. Could take off, or we could see people on the street corners going, "Bitcoins, get your Bitcoins right here, I got your Bitcoins, yoo-hoo." If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow. Woo! It's a Friday. All right. Edition of the British Tech News Show. Until then, I hope you have a great Thursday. And thank you very much for listening.